less easy to conceptualize in a single framework. Not by chance, Sperber's follow-up volume has a wordy title that conveys, no doubt unconsciously, the difficulty he encountered in finding a unifying theme. Europe, 1850 to 1914, Progress, Participation, and Apprehension, 2008. Hobsbawm went on to write two more volumes, The Age of Capital, 1975, covering the years 1848 to 1875, and The Age of Empire, 1987, taking the story up to the First World War. Anyone who attempts to write a history of 19th century Europe has to confront these three magnificent books, which tower over the literature on the period. And, with his uncanny gift for conceptual innovation, Hobsbawm went on to characterize the whole period covered by his trilogy as the long 19th century, a model followed by many textbooks and primers. For example, William Simpson and Martin Jones's Europe, 1783 to 1914, 2000. The long 19th century is, however, a broken-backed century, divided into two very different halves by the 1848 revolutions.